The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Paul Brown brought pro football to Cincinnati in 1968. 50 seasons later, his vision has produced moments that have chilled us and thrilled us. Marvin Lewis enters his 15th season with an eye toward the youth movement. These are the Bengals at 50, a team that looks to write their chapter in a storied history. We'll bring it all into focus.
Thank you so much.
Next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis. Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Studio B, and welcome to Bengals Weekly with head coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Hoard. He's Dave Lapham. This week, the 2017 season gets underway as the Bengals host the Baltimore Ravens at Paul Brown Stadium. Coach, you ended last year with a victory over Baltimore. You started the calendar year with a win over the Ravens. What have been the biggest positives from that game to this one?
Well, I think the biggest positive is the addition of new players for us and so forth, and I'm sure they'd say the same thing for them, but I think we got to feel good about the additions we've made during the offseason, getting back some of the injured players, and then now moving forward and, infusion of the rookies into our football team.
Yeah, you mentioned it. I mean, this is a classic example of the old saying goes, you can't tell the players without a program. I mean, there's so many new players on both franchises, gone to, you know, a youth movement as such, but still – there are core players that have to be big factors in this football game, right?
Yeah, there's guys who the best players got to step up and go play and play well and give us an opportunity to win the football game.
Andrew Whitworth and Domantas Pekko are very good players, and they're a special people. How hard is their leadership to replace?
Well, that's part of the way it has to work, the maturity, attrition, however you want to term it. But as players, which we all have to, because they replaced other guys, the leadership has to continue to grow within the football team. And, very confident in the guys. And they had great mentors in that, in those two players. And now it's on the shoulders of others.
The Baltimore Ravens, for the first time in franchise history, did not take a skill player, offensive skill player, in the draft. Their first four draft picks were defense. That tells me that your model that you set in 2000, when you guys dominant defense, solid special teams, just don't mess it up offensively. Do you think that's kind of their posture?
Well, I think they felt they needed to get some people in the back end and then and kind of get younger up front. So, but I can't speak for them, but they did. That's the way they went through the draft.
I imagine you have great respect for Ozzie Newsome, their GM. What did you learn from him in putting together a team?
Well, I think the thing that Ozzie has done is he's done such a great job of letting the tape work. And, believe what your eyes tell you in the evaluation process. You don't need to hear from anybody outside or so forth. It's just whatever you term and how does he fit into what you do in offense, defense, and special teams.
The opponent is Baltimore. Let's break out the telestrator and take a closer look at the Ravens.
Started out with some plays from last year's game. I think this is opening play of the game. They come out and spread fill it out. Now we know Joe Flacco hasn't played a lot this preseason. But this is a big thing, a good concept here, and just making a high-low concept. Our guys did a good job in coverage and getting to have to get rid of the football, and that's going to be key throughout, is to make sure we do a good job of pressuring and have an opportunity to get him the ball out of his hands. Then they come back and go into a situation here where this is a third-down play, and again, same series, a nice job in coverage again. Nowhere to go with the football, and the rush is able to get him on the ground. And that's going to be important as you go through the game come Sunday again. Then here we go with one of their base run plays where they're just trying to set. If we look in behind, you'll see we've got double teams here, double teams here, single block, and let the back cut. And that's a big part of what they do offensively. And again, we got to do a great job of playing. And the linebacker's got to go downhill and take those guys off the double teams as quick as possible so they're not falling forward for 5 yards. And here they're going to spread us out. And a thing we have to be conscious of, again, we know the speed that Al Wallace possesses, number 17, and you can see him cleaning the middle of the field like this. And we've got to make sure we do a great job in coverage and always being aware of where their speed guys are at all times. They've added Macklin. They've got Perriman now playing. They added Woodhead. So they've got some guys on offense now that they didn't have last year and we played that we got to be conscious of. Now, taking a look at our own offense, again, running the football, we know how key it's going to be. They're big and massive up front. If we turn it around and look at the butts on these guys. They got big butt, you know, heavy guys up there, and we got to do a nice job of our own guys is creating space in the running game and allowing our backs to run. And then we come off here and come off with a naked. Nice job here. Again, working the coverage, and nice job there with Brandon LaFell coming back last year. You know, we played them twice last year, both times without A.J. Green. There'll be a little difference in this ball game come Sunday. But again, a good job by the offense. Continue to work and make sure we keep grinding all day. These guys are very good up front, very effective, and we got to do a nice job of our guys pushing and shoving and keep grinding all day and working off the blocks.
Looking forward to it. Best of luck, Coach.
All right, thank you.